want to do a podcast. And they were like, it's called what? Flipping off? And we're like, I don't know. And we were like, lighten up. Just lighten up. It's not that big of a deal.
Welcome to Flipping Off, a purpose-driven podcast about flipping houses and making a difference.
All right. Well, here we are again. Dave Boswell with my wife, Melina. And we're in the studio today. We have a very special guest, never been here before. And we're super excited that we found the time to get Mr. Mark Kohler, a CPA and attorney in one brain.
Well, and so they say.
So they say. Yeah. That's what all the initials stand for, right? So.
A bunch of letters.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks for having me. It's an honor. The studio is so jamming. I don't know if people know how, like, you know, retro this is. Those guitars and drum sets hanging out. We're just going to start. Let's just get a riff going. Let's do it.
Seriously.
Bust it out. Yeah. This is sweet.
Yeah.
There's more vinyl in here than, you know, in a hospital. This is sweet. It's like awesome.
Oh, you're welcome, Luke. You're welcome.
Yeah. At the Frequency Factory in Riverside there. Uh-huh. So check it out.
It's rocking.
Yes, it is.
It's awesome. So, yeah, we've been coming here for a little while. We love this place, but we are taking advantage of Mark, so we'll just say in advance, thanks for...
Use and abuse me.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for giving of your time this morning to come out and talk with us, because you've essentially been at our club since day one. We actually met, we were talking about 10 years ago. 10 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
You're at a hotel... doing a seminar. I'm plugging away my tax practice, and Mark's teaching me continuing education about taxes.
We're down in Tijuana, and we're just we bump into each other on a dark alley, and the rest is history. It's crazy.
Nuts. Right?
Yeah. No, it's been a great ride, and it's such an honor to come to Riverside at least, gosh, a couple times a year.
Yeah,
at least. So been made lifelong friends here, and love being with you guys. Love the crowd.
That's awesome.
You guys rock.
The peeps.
Yeah, so Mark teaches... tax and legal for us, obviously, being a CPA and attorney. Mark and his whole team of lawyers and bookkeepers and everybody provides all the services for my wife and I and our entities and so forth. And I know a lot of club members, obviously, use your guys' services as well. And but the really cool part for us is that, you know, when you say two or three times a year, he's down here right now because, gosh, there's all this new tax reform and, oh my goodness, what is this going to mean? And Mark's done a great job teaching students currently right now with at least what information we have as to what the heck's going on, which is so cool because we have all these small business owners, you know, at the club, and I mean, they need information.
Yeah.
And it's just so hard to decipher. Nobody wants to go read 500 pages and 900 pages of this. And then even if we read it, we have no idea what we're reading. And you do such a great job at breaking it down to the layman, to the people that we don't know what the heck we're looking at. And I just want to give you props, man. You're a phenomenal teacher, and you do a great job of getting the message across. And you're, you know, part comedian, so that helps.
Well, thanks. I'm part cheese ball. We don't want to say if they're actually funny or not, but I try. But got to keep it real. But no, this is. Thank you so much. That is so kind of you. And so many of the students, they're starving for information. Once they start flipping properties, once they start getting into the mix and the heat of it, the next question is, whoa, how do I book this? And what's my bank account up to? What the hell? And then, you know, taxes that follow, and how do I structure it? And those are real questions, and there's a lot of bad answers out there on the web. So
for sure.
A lot of bad answers.
A lot of bad answers.
Yeah. Well, so a couple things. So Mark's written, this is your fourth book I'm looking at here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is the newest, latest, greatest, The Business Owner's Guide to Financial Freedom, What Wall Street Isn't Telling You. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So you wrote...
Labor of Love.
Very first book put you on the map with me was a book called Lawyers Are Liars.
Yeah.
And when I met Mark at a seminar, he was teaching, and I actually went to him at lunchtime on the first day, and I wasn't very nice. And
I remember that.
I
it hurt.
Yeah, I'm sure he's still got scars. I, you know, he was talking about things that I had never heard. And so at the time, I'm an enrolled agent, so I'm doing taxes, and I was doing 500 returns a year, and I'm taking all this continuing education all across the country and paying for these seminars and everything else. And Mark was teaching from a perspective of things that I never heard. And nobody was teaching me about how to, like, actually plan and save time. I'm just how to fill out forms is basically what I end up doing. And then how to keep your clients out of jail. That's really a lot of what you're...
That's a big priority.
Yeah. But nothing really to take back to a small business owner and really start implementing planning and strategies and things that can, you know, really make a difference in their life, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. And especially when you're doing returns for so long. And then, anyways, I went up to him and I told him what I thought of him and thought of what he was teaching, and I didn't get it. And I was upset because I hadn't heard it before. And then he gave me some instruction, said, go home and look up some stuff. Come back and see me tomorrow. If you think I'm, you know, really not telling you the truth, then, you know, I'll make a fool of myself and tell everybody in here that this is, you know, it was, I'm giving you the PG version.
You were skeptical, you know.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, for the purposes of this podcast, I'll keep it PG. So, anyways, I went home. I did exactly that, and I learned that I just didn't know what I didn't know. That was as simple as I got. Mm-hmm. It was just I didn't know, and I went back, and I gave him kudos and said, man, you're doing a great job. And then I went home, and I bought 500 copies of Lawyers Are Liars.
I remember that
and,
picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 500 copies gets delivered to my office. They're stacked up, and I gave them away as client gifts because they're under $25. And so they were my client gifts, and I wrote them off for the year. And I did it. It was an apology to Mark, and at the same time, there was valuable information in there that I really wanted clients to get, because we just see the clients get so scammed by so many of these services out there that just put them in all these different entities that they don't need, and structures and craziness, and people find themselves in a lot of trouble ultimately, and you did a good job in that first book. So I remember reading it cover to cover, and then you wrote the next book. Right.
What your CPA isn't telling you.
So yeah.
Kind of the tax book. The first one was, you know, not really attacking lawyers, but talking about asset protection and what scams are out there. And then
great title, though.
The second one. Yeah. And then the second one was more of a story, kind of a an example of what tax strategy can do to a family and keeping it interesting, because no one wants to read a tax book.
Right.
So boring.
Right.
So it was written in kind of an allegory type format, and it was fun. That was book number two.
Had some great stories in there, by the way.
Yeah, that's fun. Try to keep it fun. And then there was the Tax and Legal Playbook, 28 game-changing strategies and different different little case studies and stories that help each chapter stand independent of the whole book. And,
yep.
And then now, Financial Freedom. Boom. Yeah.
And what's our message in this one?
Well, this is really the financial piece of the equation. We've got the legal piece, the tax piece, and now it's like, so many of my consultations with clients are like, what do I do with my profits? Where do I go? Yeah. What do I do next? How do I – my business is successful. Now, how do I deploy those profits the most efficiently? And so I partnered with a financial advisor. I felt that needed to be an important part of the book, is to have someone with their credentials, a registered investment advisor that's independent. This was a big message of Tony Robbins' book, Unshakable, is that, you know, we need to really – peel back the curtain on Wall Street. And Wall Street investment advisors are very self-serving. They're not, they're out for commissions, they're out for themselves, and many people don't realize that. And Warren Buffett's been very vocal about it. I thought Tony Robbins' book was great. Dave Ramsey talks about that. And so I really wanted to title the book What Wall Street Isn't Telling You. It's just the head title, but my publisher wouldn't go for that. They'd like, financial freedom apparently sounds a little more sexy, especially on search engines. So anyway, it's working out, and I'm getting the message out there. And that's really the story of this book, is how do I enter my financial landscape?
Yeah.
Does that sound exciting? What's your path?
Yes.
What's your path?
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
This is just got delivered to me from Amazon, and I was looking at the reviews. Dude, they're off the charts already.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, people got the book and like instantly read it, and it's off the charts. So congratulations on your fourth book in 10 years.
Yeah, and it takes a lot to write a book. So I'm averaging about 2 to 3 years. I want to do a second edition now that the game has changed. The Tax and Legal Playbook, the game changer. the new tax law. I mean, you've heard it in the news. I think most people have, that this is the most comprehensive tax legislation reform since the 80s. And right. so it's a big deal. And it sounds kind of dumb, but if you're a business owner and those listening to this podcast obviously love real estate, you got to know what the rules of the game are.
Absolutely.
Exploit it.
And there's some significant changes that, I mean, I know a lot just from what you're talking about, and I've been picking up all your stuff on Facebook and, you know, all your videos, and I know you were anti this whole bill to begin with, and then they came around quite a bit. Right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And maybe can I share just a thought?
Yeah,
on this.
For sure.
I really want people, whenever they listen to any podcast, to walk away with some usable info. And I think as real estate investors out listening to this podcast, there's an important two or three takeaways. One is the real estate laws and the real estate tax laws have really not changed.
Right.
Depreciation schedules are the same. Real estate professional classifications are the same.
Mm-hmm.
The sale of home exemption survived, which is good.
Good.
Yeah.
1031 exchanges are still alive for real estate. So I think the lobby for us out there as real estate investors, mm-hmm. the National Association of Realtors mm-hmm. did a great job watching our backs. But the other takeaway is, as an operational fix and flipper, mm-hmm. there are some incredible opportunities now that are for the better. So there's nothing bad, nothing right. changed in a bad way, but in fact, you get an extra bonus. And so this 20% deduction on
right.
the pass-through profits
right.
really applies to wholesalers and fix and flips and rehabbers. So if you're listening to this podcast,
yep.
you're going to save taxes if you know how to structure it.
Absolutely.
It's going to be sweet.
You know, and while I'm here plugging at the same time, one of the big mistakes I see a lot of people make is as they're doing that, they're trying to figure this out on their own.
Oh, yeah.
And they go out and, I mean, it's just a disaster. I see it
horrible.
All, you know, part of the reason why I got out of the tax business. I can't hang with that. But don't try to figure this out on your own.
Right.
Because I guarantee you someone like Mark or someone on his team can find, they find one deduction pays for the return all day long and just gives you the peace of mind that I actually did it. I know what I'm doing. And that little bit of advice that they can give you for the following year could make all the difference in the world when it comes to tax planning. And, you know, I meet with CPA from your firm multiple times a year and plug in the numbers. We do some different, some planning, some checking, got some money coming in. What are we doing? Help me out, Brian, this kind of stuff. And it's been great. So I just want to throw that out there. There's a lot of times because we're self-employed, so we're running our business and we're trying to get it off the ground, but then all of a sudden, oh, a deal pops, we got money. Okay, let me jump on TurboTax and see if I can figure this out. And that's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. And your comments might be frustrating to a lot of people because one of the sales pitches of the GOP on this bill was that it was simpler. We were going to get simplification. So I want people to realize what they were focusing on when it came to simplicity was the W-2 wage earner. You rent, you got a couple kids, you give some money to your church, you're going to have a much simpler return. Using online resources like TaxSlayer or TurboTax, go for it. That's fine. Don't even call me because I can't save you.
That's right.
But, and things will be simpler. But if you are a small business owner, if you've got that that piece to your life,
right.
That is the area where a little bit of planning can go a long way.
Right.
An ounce of prevention.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That cliche applies. So don't be frustrated by that. Take advantage of it. You're out there learning. If you're listening to this podcast, obviously you desire education. You want to learn. So take advantage of it. Don't be saddened by that. You can be a one-up on your competitor.
Yeah. And I've seen what it looks like when you bury your head in the sand for, you know, a year, 1 year after the next year, after the next year. And you sometimes go back I'm sure you've done this as well. Oh, we need to do these returns. And look at all the money you missed.
Yeah.
And I've seen people have those experiences of like, oh, my gosh. But I thought it was so expensive to talk to a CPA or have an attorney on my team. And it's really not. It's really
right.
not. In the long term, you're going to do this as a business. It's really not that big of a deal. So whether you use Mark and his team is obviously fantastic, but anybody, don't try taking your small business and go tackle the tax returns and try to figure out this stuff yourself. So you've done a great job at educating that. Now, people that are out there, I obviously know how to get in touch with you, like through Facebook. I watch all your videos and all that stuff. But anybody who's listening to this and they want to catch, because you're just great – two, three, four, 5 minute content out there. How can they?
Thank you so much. Well, probably the easiest is just Google Mark J. Kohler, Mark Kohler, and you're going to find my website, markjkohler.com. And you can get to the law firm from there, the accounting firm, sign up for our weekly free newsletter, the radio show podcast. We've been doing a podcast for over 12 years now, and wow, there's so many different topics out there. Right now we're talking a lot about getting your strategic plan for 2018 in place, get those New Year's resolutions for your business dialed in, as well as your personal life. Help your business lose a few pounds, it's good stuff. Yeah. So, just get out there on my website and, you can just start following us and YouTube, lots of channels. A channel there with lots of vids. So just Google us.
You've got, entrepreneur.com, right? You're writing a lot of articles for them.
Yeah. Ryan Shea, the CEO of Entrepreneur, he's just a stud. He loves small business, and they've been really looking for a tax voice that people can relate to as well. And so it's been a great relationship with Entrepreneur Magazine, their entrepreneur.com. They have over 3.5 million Facebook followers now. And so I do a Facebook Live every week on there, and just thousands of people enjoy that. And so give them a follow too. They're the number one magazine out there for people like you and me.
Mm. Yeah.
And so give them some love, follow them. They need your support too. Mm. So important.
Yeah, I definitely follow them. That's a lot where I pick up to catch up with you. I don't want to text you all my questions. I figure I'll just the rest of the crowd.
Well, you do have my cell phone number, yeah, so you can text. Yeah. You're dialed into the main vein. Yeah. So anytime,
You live not too far from our grandkids up in Idaho.
Yes, Idaho. Can you believe that?
That's the funniest thing.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. So the entrepreneur, and then you've also been on TV a couple times. What's happening, man? Like, this stuff is just...
I'm trying to ride the wave, I want to be I love helping people. I know that sounds cliche, but I love the American dream. When I'm in a class and I'm teaching something, it's not uncommon to have people have an emotional experience or an emotional reaction. And because they're like, man, where have you been? This is life changing. So it's really exciting for me. And so if I can get out there, I've got a great agent that's helping me get on some, at least regional TV. Chicago, I'll be in LA for the Today Show on Monday morning. Matt Lauer's coming out. I'm excited about that. No, I'm just joking. He's not. they would not allow him out. So that would be very bad. But I am going to be there on LA Today Show, and it's going to be good. But, an example of this was exciting. I was just teaching a class last night in Riverside, and Melina, you got up and pulled up a student. And gave him a check right there in the classroom, and it was very emotional, and just it was exciting to see real world exam. How was it for you? Was it pretty cool?
It was awesome. It's the reason that the club is still alive, honestly, because for Dave and I, like you talk about loving to help people and wanting to see people succeed, it is for me worth more than any amount of money, because I could go, Dave and I could do fix and flips all day long, right? Like, just like you could go do a million.
It gets boring going to the bank every day,
You're rolling
in cash, and it just sucks.
It's seriously cold. What are you supposed to do with all
that? It's like Breaking Bad. You can only put so much cash in a storage unit.
Exactly. Ends up in a motorhome, and So for me, it is all about, giving other people the opportunity to see them start to realize, like, oh my gosh, this really is real. It can really happen. So I get why you do what you do. I totally understand. And I think that is the juice that some people get and some people don't get. But a lot of people don't understand it. They look at you and go, oh, sure, it's
one of the things that I heard you say, actually, in class. You were talking about, you see owners where they make $500,000 a year and they're just struggling and they're just barely making it, and then you got people that are like, oh, they make $50,000 a year and they're putting money away and they're happy and they're so forth. And for us, this has always been the conversation.
Yeah.
Right? As the club has grown. I mean, you've seen it since it was like the ugly little shoebox with their
you guys are working on a van down by the river.
Basically, and here we are now with this, huge office, and we've got the charity going on and all the food drive. And I mean, there's just so much cool stuff. And there's times when we're like, oh man, we're working our tails off. Like, there's so much. Yeah. And then last night, that's when I kind of pointed out, or when you're handing the check out, and I'm like, this is the juice. This is just, this guy does not know that, you know, this deal closed today. Check was here out of escrow. And he's like, oh, yeah. And just to see the look on his face and, you know, $14,000 check that he gets.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to, like, here he is in the room. And everybody else was there to be able to share in that experience and then to watch him be emotional about, like, that's the juice. Like,
yeah.
So when you say, I do it to help other people.
Yeah.
You get it.
I get it.
Oh, 100% get it. Yeah. It really is.
And I tell people all the time, if you don't have that mindset, our club's definitely not a place for you.
Right.
Like, that's going to be our model all the way through. We got to help other people out. We need to find homeowners that need help, and we've got to put them in a better spot.
Yeah, I know it sounds kind of cheesy as we talk about this, but I asked the students last night in class. I asked them, and I'll ask you, the listener, today. What's your what? Why are you doing what you're doing? You know. Now, I know we need to have a baseline. We've got to pay our bills. Mm-hmm. We've got to hopefully take – if we have a family, we've got to help them get through school, put food on the table and clothing. But why are you doing what you're doing? Mm-hmm. If you're going to start a business and – lose sleep and work weekends and nights, and you're passionate about that concept, what are you going to do with the profits?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing this? Is there a charity you have in mind? Is it just to maybe breathe, you know, just not be living month to month? Mm-hmm. And when you have stability in your own life, then it's not too much to ask to serve a little bit more in your church or in a local charity or just help your grandkids or your kids learn more of what you've learned in life. And you can't really be a mentor to someone else until your life is in order. And so I think that's a big question people need to ask themselves is, why am I doing this? And then that gives you the energy and the purpose to really follow through.
Because
it's not easy. You got to be a self-starter. If you're a small business owner, if you're a fix and flipper, you got to go knock on some doors.
You better believe it.
You better freaking have a reason to get out of that car door because it's not easy if you don't know what the hell you're doing or why.
Absolutely.
No doubt. I mean, we start that in our very beginning training. We start that from the word go. Like, if you don't have a purpose for this, if you don't have a purpose for this other than being able to go out and make a quick buck, you're just never going to do it.
Well, you won't have any staying power, right? Yeah. You'll never be able to, you know, sustain this.
I like that, staying power.
You just won't. You might even get a quick deal. You might get a quick, like, you know, maybe a quick paycheck. But ultimately, it's just you're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to have any staying power. You'll end up quitting. Most people quit.
I say we watch those people come and go all the time.
Yeah.
People make a quick check, and then they're gone.
Yeah. And let's talk about, if I could mention that.
Yeah.
I tell people this. I said it last night in class. New Wealth Advisors, what Dave and Melina teaching, is not a get-rich-quick scheme.
No.
It's not. Mm-mm. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, if you're out there looking for that get-rich-quick scheme, you're going to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be frustrated. You're going to blame society or blame someone when it doesn't happen.
Right.
So, the secret to life is expectations. My daughter often says this. She goes, Dad, you know what I figured out? The secret to life is low expectations. I'm like... Well, that's great. Okay, I can live
with that. There's a lot of wisdom in that.
There are.
Because disappointment comes from unmet expectations.
That's right. She's like, Dad, I think I'm going to have a crappy day every day.
Yeah.
And it turns out a little better than that. Okay, I'm good with that.
That's actually wise.
I'm feeling good.
I like it.
So, again, that with all these the financial strategies and real estate strategies that we learn out there, we've got to realize that we want to be a part of something that's local. The support's local. The strategies can be used locally, and it doesn't need to change my life dramatically in the next 3 months or 6 months. But it can. But over time, where are you going to be 10 years from now?
Right.
It can be huge.
Yeah.
And so that staying power is so important because it's not going to happen overnight. And if that's what you're looking for, you just go to Vegas, put it all on black.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yep. Do it.
It's just as likely, actually.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's funny because it's 2018.
Right.
And here we are 10 years later, right? So we went through that whole recession when everybody told us this business won't work, close it down, it's never going to happen. Crazy, 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 crazy. And here we are going, wow, this is what's phenomenal. And all the things that have happened. And I just want to say thank you for being there from the beginning and taking my phone call and saying, sure, you know, I'll come teach for you. And it's a really big deal for us. You know, when we put the club together, we said, look, we want to go get the best.
Yep.
And we want the best instructors. We want the best people. We don't want to, you know, anybody to come in and teach our students. We don't allow somebody to come in and pitch or sell from our stage. We don't allow any of that. So we want to make sure that whoever's coming is providing value and really has the same heart of service that aligns with our core beliefs as well. And so we feel like you've done that from the day one.
Well,
and I'm happy that all the success that you've had. I'm happy that you've got Idaho now, so you got four seasons a year. Congratulations. You have a lot less traffic.
Yes.
And with your offices still in Irvine, and you got an office in
Phoenix, Utah, Idaho, and we're helping clients nationwide.
And
I think real estate investors, you need to find that law firm or accounting firm that can think big picture. The world's getting smaller and smaller.
Yep.
And as a real estate investor, hey, you might find some great short-term strategies here in San Bernardino, Riverside counties, but where am I going to buy my rental? I need to be thinking outside of the state. Mm-hmm. I need to think, where am I going to cash flow the best? I know you have classes that are just on how to manage your property manager.
Yep. Yeah.
It's not how to manage your rental. How do you manage the person watching your rental?
That's right.
And so we're there to help you set up the LLC in the right state, maintain it properly, affordably. And rather than going out and hacking it out on LegalZoom, folks, this is that. So don't worry about where my office is. I might be, you know, holed up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, you know, ice fishing. But, I still am in the office, you know, 12 hours a day, making phone calls and Skype calls around the country. And we'll take care of you.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So since having that, I know your life is better being up there. And at the same time, nothing's changed for me as a client. Mm-hmm. And nothing's changed. You know, all that stuff has been seamless. And while you're not here surfing every day, you get to go play in a little snow.
Yeah, you have to compare ice fishing to surfing.
I was going to say, so are you really ice fishing?
Yeah. Well, when I'm surfing tomorrow at San Onofre, and the water temp is 60 degrees, so it will feel like ice fishing at least those first 10 minutes until my body's numb. But, I love both. I love a variety in life. Mm-hmm. And so just living the dream. I'll be in Sano tomorrow. Come on out, folks.
Sano.
3 to 4 feet. Chest high. It's going to be sweet.
Chest high at 5, 6 a.m.?
Well, I don't know. I've got traffic to deal with, and I'm here in Riverside tonight late with your peeps. So I'll probably hit the water around 9 or 10 a.m. So
that's good.
I'm in no hurry tomorrow. I'm just going to relax.
Nice.
Get some Pedros.
Yeah.
Little Lupita's mistake burrito. You know what I'm saying, folks. You've been there.
Yeah. You don't have that in Idaho.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
No.
We have this place, Chili's, Applebee's, Denny's. Oh.
Love it.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. Idaho cuisine off the chart.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Baked potato. Maybe you've heard about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of a big deal. Okay. So.
All potatoes.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, with that, I just wanted to say thanks for coming out this morning. We don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you got a bunch of work to get done.
Yeah.
And congratulations on all your success. And,
thanks.
Thanks for being you. And thank you to your family for allowing you to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Melina will both be in Idaho here.
Yeah.
Charlie, so we'll look you
come
up
in 2 weeks. Neaters.
Yeah, nothing like Idaho in January.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like negative
I love
something.
It.
So.
Lots of sledding.
Love it.
Keeps your blood thin or thick, something.
I don't know.
Yeah. I have to rent clothes to go there. I don't.
Well, you and more clothing, I'm not opposed to. So you just bundle up.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, we'll catch up with you guys.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Great job, Mark. I appreciate it.